Hello.
Hello?
Hi. May I speak with Gary?
This is Gary.
I'm calling from Washington Opinion Survey. We are conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Excuse me?
No.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yep.
I know that it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Definitely, probably, or 50-50 chance?
Yes, I will vote.
What is your age?
62.
And just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? Are you white, Caucasian, or black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino?
White. White.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously vote, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I would say independent.
Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Whatever the middle one was.
Satisfied or dissatisfied?
Oh, there's only two?
I have very satisfied. Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I guess. Gosh. I guess. Satisfied, I guess.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary? Lucian Camp,
yeah.
Paris? Is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Can you repeat the name, please?
Sure. Marie Guzenkamp, Paris. Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Somewhat.
Approve or disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thinking about the issue the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue facing your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating threats to our democracy, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, climate change and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, improving K through 12 education, fighting inflation and lowering cost, border security, or protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Can you repeat the first two again?
Growing the economy and creating jobs. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Yeah, those two.
Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means you're very favorable, 0 means you're very unfavorable, and 50 means that you particularly do not feel warm or cold. And you may use any number between 0 and 100. Here's the first one. Joe Kent, from 0 to 100, how do you rate your feelings towards him?
0.
Raul Garcia.
50.
Joe Biden.
I would say, so, yeah, 75.
Marie, Glusenkamp, Paris?
75.
Maria Cantwell.
Let's do 75 on her. She's been around a long time.
Donald Trump?
0.
Mega Republicans.
What? You said major Republicans?
Mega Republicans.
Oh. 0.
Woke liberals in Congress.
0.
And thank you for your patience. If the elections for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
If I had to vote today, it would probably be Biden.
And if the elections for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Paris?
Marie.
Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent, now what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2020? Is there a fair chance, a small chance?
Not at all.
Next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each one of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning is extremely important, 5 meaning is somewhat important, 0 meaning is not important at all. And you can choose any number between 0 and 10. Someone who shares your values from 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I'd say 8.
An independent who will oppose the extremist in both parties.
Probably an 8.
A fighter for the middle class.
10.
Someone who will fight to protect our democracy.
10.
A small business owner.
10.
A working mom who understands the need of families.
10.
Now, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Marie Glusenkamp Paris. Please rate on each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that the statement is very convincing to you. 5 meaning is somewhat convincing. 0 meaning the statement is not at all convincing to you, and you can use any number between 0 and 10. Marie Glusenkamp Paris believes that we need more skills, workers, and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community college, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College equipment for their welding manufacturer and other training programs, so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
Mary Glusenkamp Paris isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Mary. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of House Small Business Committee, Mary teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small products. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
Mary Gluzum Camperis is talking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being. But Mary supports legislation in camp families, insulin cost at $30 per month, and she does not take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
And thank you so much for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Sometimes over a course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you did not, but I would like to ask you again, if the elections for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kemp or Democrat Marie Gluzenkamp Paris?
Marie.
Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other's candidate. Please rate each statement using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubt about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5, somewhat of a doubt. 0, no doubt at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. Here's the first one. We can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that would benefit Wall Street, and he supports grandmaining the health insurance industry, which wouldn't low-cost bid would lead to a bigger profit for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape incidents or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent would destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
I will not support Joe Kent for Congress.
Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress? In your own words.
I know he's a Trump follower.
I know he's a Trump follower.
Yes. And a supporter. And I'm not. Plain and simple.
And I am not. Plain and simple. Okay? So I know that he's a Trump supporter. And I am not. Plain and simple. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like for me to add?
No, I think that'll do it.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. We are almost done here. Now, the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. What is last year of schooling that you have completed?
Let's see. 16.
Would that be a high school graduate, some college or vocational certification, a college graduate bachelor's?
College graduate bachelor's.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.